I like the dark and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people passing by. I see friends shaking and singing, how do you do?
Are you members of the Barefoot community looking for a new place to shop, eat, and save? Are you sick of paying full price? Would you like to save money at the places you enjoy most? Well, here's a popular savings book that is full of coupons catered to your local area. It's called Save Around. This book is full of exclusive discounts to help you save money around your town. Yes, that's Save Around. You will save money at restaurants, department stores, cars, even flowers. When I take my family out, there are seven of us. The average meal was about $110 to $140. Last time I took them out, and I'm holding a copy of the receipt right here, the check originally was $120. With the Save Around book, our meal cost $82 at a place we go to quite often. Who knew? And there are a few places we found that we are going to check out. View the books in your area before you buy. Go to freedomizerradio.com or barefootislegal.org. Just click on your city, and within a few days, you will be saving money around town with your new Save Around book. The views and opinions expressed during the BIL radio show are those of the host and not that of Freedomizer Radio or the broadcast affiliates.
Welcome to Barefooters Legal Radio. Where you will learn the benefits and your rights to live a barefoot lifestyle. And now, here to empower you and dispel the myth of going barefoot is the one that has lived a full-time barefoot lifestyle for over 20 years and victims' legal advocate, your host, Nick Pierce. Well, hello and welcome to another edition of the Barefoot is Legal radio broadcast. I'm your host, Nick Pierce. For those of you that may not know, I've been barefoot full-time for over 20 plus years. I got rid of the last pair of anything that goes on my feet over 15 years ago. I'm the head of MP Media Group. I also did a radio show a few years ago called The Business of Arts, Music, and Entertainment for quite a while, where I empowered up-and-coming artists in the entertainment business to advance their careers. I'm also a victims legal advocate standing up for the human rights that we as the barefoot community have, and the head of Barefoot is Legal Victims Legal Services Department. Now, many of us have different reasons for going barefoot. For some of you, it may be for religious reasons. Some of you for cultural reasons. Others for health or medical reasons. Even though our reasons are different, there are people out there that think that there are laws, policies, rules, regulations, or dangers about being barefoot in public. Whatever your reasons, call in, share your stories, your experiences, any issues you may have. If you want to be a part of the show today, the call-in number is 319-527-6208. Again, that's 319-527-6208. Press 1 to be on the air. We also have our live chat room open. You can get there by going to freedomizerradio.com, the official home of Barefoot is Legal Radio. On Facebook is Barefoot is Legal Radio, right on Facebook there, page. Access exclusive content, copies of my show notes and other things throughout the week, during and after the broadcast. You can also send messages to me there and see exclusive show content. And well, I think I said that already. But anyway, also check out the official website of Barefoot is Legal, and that's at barefootislegal.org. The official Facebook page and Facebook group, Barefoot is Legal. You can interact with other members of the barefoot community during and after the broadcast if you live a barefoot lifestyle or are interested in living a barefoot lifestyle. Just join the group if you have not yet joined already. It's a closed group. Again, on Facebook, Barefoot is Legal. Now, keep in mind, though, this is not a fetish community. So for all you heavy-breathing fun seekers out there, this is not the place to get your rocks off on foot pictures. No, no, no. We are here to educate and empower you and spread the message that bare feet are legal. And with that said, now it's time to kick off your shoes if you are wearing them or still have any at all, and enjoy the next hour and a half of time that we have together. And we've been talking a lot in the past few weeks, the different things when it comes to oppression, discrimination, prejudice, and all that against the barefoot community. But not a week goes by when I do not get a ton of email, messages, or even a topic brought up in a group or page asking about the health department myths or signs that still exist out there on the small scale, even to this day. Now, most of them are gone. But it seems to be one of the most common myths, the health department. This is an old classic that gets thrown at us once in a while. So if you want to put this one in front of all other, you know, they want to put this in front of all the other businesses, you know, I mean, it's just like, you know, businesses need to have a sign. They have to have a sign. Do you know that the health department does not have any rules against bare feet? Now, I know you've heard me say this tons of times on the show. I mean, you listen to this program weekly. If you're glued into every word that I say, you have probably heard me say this, and you're probably thinking, not this topic again. But the health department does not pass laws. Now, what's the difference, though? Well, local agencies, boards, organizations, etc., make rules they want, you know, or they want other organizations to follow. Laws are passed by the legislation, by legislators. See, one of the majority functions of a state health department's agency, or the health, state health department, whatever you want to call it, is promoting good health, not creating unhealthy or harmful situations to force on people. So as most of us know, you know, as, and as research has proved, shoes lead to a lot of health issues and injuries. And we know how this myth started. For those of you tuning in for the first time or have never heard this program before, it started back in the 70s. Businesses did not want hippies and poor black people in their establishments. So these gutless, hateless business owners hid behind a state agency claiming that it was, quote, a health department law. And this ignorant misinformation spread, just like other nasty rumors. Well, Barefoot is Legal and other organizations throughout past decades have written letters to all 50 states in the U.S. and even in Canada
to verify that this is not true. There is no such thing. Guess what? They confirmed that there were no regulations in the health code in any state or county level that required customers to wear shoes. Most health departments even went as far as to stop businesses from using the line. No shirt, no shoes, no service, by order of the health department, because it misrepresented the agency. Now, misrepresenting any state or organization or anything like that is a crime. So next time you hear someone say it is a health department thing, make sure you let them know that they should be ashamed of themselves for perpetuating an old, ignorant, racist myth, and tell them why. But last week I was talking about the legal end of what could happen to a business. Well, when they post such a thing, an unwelcoming message, such a hateful sign, charges, it's a crime, by order of the health department sign. If a business hangs that up, that is fraud. See, fraud is deliberate deception to secure unfair, unlawful gain. See, now, it's not just that. It's also defined as to deprive a victim of a legal right. That is also fraud. Fraud is a crime. Misrepresentation. Representing something incorrectly. That is a crime. It does not need to be intentionally false to create liability on that one for misrepresentation. A statement made with conscious ignorance or disregard for the truth can create liability according to the law. And that's known as misrepresentation. See, you may have educated the business. They may know it's incorrect. They may know it's not true. But they still continue to say it. That's misrepresentation. If they misrepresent an agency like that, that is a crime. But we need to take this to be prosecuted. We can no longer let them misrepresent an agency like that. And most agencies have said, no, listen, you can't do that anymore. You got to stop. But they continue to do it because they're not called out on it. We need to call them out when we see that. We need to report that. We need to see to it that this stops. Because it just keeps snowballing the discrimination against us. The unjust. Unjust treatment of different categories of people or things. Things that people don't understand. They don't understand the culture. They don't understand our reasons why. They don't understand the health, the religious, the medical, the safety aspect as to why. And it will continue to be prejudice, bias. And the intolerance will continue. They will continue to walk around narrow-minded. We will continue to be treated unfairly. And we need to let it stop. Oppression will no longer be tolerated. And oppression, yes, the cruel. The prolonged cruel and unjust treatment or control over the BIL community. I shouldn't say just Barefoot is legal community, BIL. The Barefoot community as a whole. See, we're just one organization doing this. Prejudice will not be tolerated. See, if they formed an attitude towards a particular social group or society or something like that, a people, especially before having enough information of which to form a knowledgeable opinion of, they are prejudiced. Yes, and we can get out there, we can educate. We can talk to people about it. People will listen. People do understand when you explain it to them, but there are still a lot of people out there that have formed an opinion. And in their narrow minds, they cannot wrap their head around it. There are some people that you will never change. They are brought up. They believe that the statement is true. They believe that the health department really has laws. They believe that this really exists. They believe in the myth. They think that this is really reality. It is not. It is not the truth. but there are people that cannot grasp the truth. There are folks out there that are just not able to wrap their mind around that concept. What changed? It goes back to the 70s. It goes back to when the signs started coming up. When they couldn't hang signs up anymore that said colors not allowed. When they weren't allowed to hang signs up that said hippies need to use the back door, no long hairs. When those signs had to come down, they started putting those signs up. They couldn't wrap their head around letting a particular group of people in to their business. They thought it would be bad for business. Well, it turns out it wasn't. Everybody has the right to the equal enjoyment of goods and services that businesses provide. See, a belief is just a statement about reality that we experience as the truth. They believe it's true, therefore they believe it's reality. And it's sad that that still exists. They have been brought up to think that this is true. And I relate this to, and I don't know if you've heard me say this before, if any of you have ever heard of it or read it or came across this, Plato, the allegory of the cave. See, these folks that believe that these myths exist believe it only because that's all they've ever known. They've been brought up like that. But in the allegory of the cave, or Plato's cave, as it's sometimes called, okay? Now, Plato, this was a Greek philosopher. Okay. And he wrote in the book, The Republic, I believe it was. Plato, I think Socrates was a teacher, the other way around, or his teacher was Socrates, I believe. Philosophers. Okay. This is not a philosophy lesson. I'm just trying to use the story. So they describe a group of people. And this is called the allegory of the cave, or Plato's cave. They described a group of people who have lived chained to a wall of a cave all their lives. Now they faced a blank wall. The people watched shadows projected on that wall. Now, the shadows came from passing objects between the fire. There was a fire behind them. And they're in this cave, and behind the chains, looking at a blank wall, facing away from the opening, just looking at the wall of a cave. The only thing they saw were shadows that were made from anything that cast a shadow between the fire and the wall, from the outside of the cave. Okay? Now, the shadows were the prisoners' only reality. That's all they ever knew. They have never seen anything else but that wall and the shadows projected on it. Eventually, what happened was, and this is how it was explained, the prisoner, okay, who is freed from the cave and comes to understand that the shadows on the wall are not reality at all. See, what they perceive to be true from reality rather than the manufactured reality that is what the shadows were. So this inmate, you know, all of a sudden started, you know, looked outside and saw a real tree. They saw a real person. They saw a real animal. They saw real everything, real water, real rain, real thunder, real lightning. But you see my point. See, the shadows, this reality that they were shown, and he walked out. Now, he couldn't wrap his head around this, what these objects really were that they really saw. A real rock, a real, the real fire. They've never looked behind them. They couldn't see behind them. The only thing they saw were the shadows on that wall. The fake reality that they were brought up to believe was real. That was what the world looked like behind them. When you turn around and see the reality and what things really look like, and they don't see the shadows anymore. They couldn't wrap their heads around it. They're almost frightened. So when they looked around and see that the fire, the light, you know, it would hurt their eyes. They didn't understand what was real and what was not real. To them, everything that was really there was not real. Only the shadows were real. And they just, you know, the one prisoner just turned right around and ran back in the cave. Because our beliefs are the primary determination of what we do and feel. And even what we perceive. See, all prejudice that came from these health department signs can be tracked to beliefs. People who are convinced that a particular class of people are not as good as them. And it's happened throughout history over and over. People believe that the barefoot community is not as good as them. Other people believe that the homosexual community, the LGBTQ community, is not as good as them. Therefore, they against them. People believe that African Americans are not as good. People believe that the Spanish are not as good. People believe that Italians are not as good. People believe that Muslims are not as good. People believe that Christians are not as good, that Jews are not as good, that Buddhists and Hindus and Muslims and everything. It keeps going. People just don't understand. They're all people trying to live the people lifestyle. See, it is a fact about reality that person who holds a belief, okay, so I don't want to get sidetracked here. I just want to keep going with this. So when we hold a belief about something, we are convinced that we know the truth about that something. But in fact, no belief describes the truth about reality. Without exception, all beliefs are nothing more than arbitrary interpretations of actual events in reality. Physical objects and events certainly occur in the world, but the meaning we give the event exists only in our mind, not in the world. So, for example, if someone has been told since they were young that it is illegal to go barefoot, then they think that it is true and believe it is, just like health department rules. Most of us may already know that the NS3 signs, no shirt, no shoes, no service signs, put up in the 60s and 70s to keep hippies and poor black people out of their establishments and businesses. These gutless business owners did not want the public to think it was them that was discriminating, so they put up by order of health department on the sign. This developed the belief that it was a law. So like prisoners chained to a wall in the allegory of the cave, just looking at shadows their whole life, they believe this to be true. People in turn think that we do not have rights. They developed misconceptions of us based on what they told, what they were told, and how they were brought up. When someone is brought up thinking that someone of another color is bad, they believe they are. When someone is brought up thinking that, well, that develops racism. When someone is brought up thinking that someone, that same-sex marriage is bad, they become a homophobe. When someone is brought up to believe that bare feet are illegal, they are prejudiced and discriminate against us. Anyway, I'm going to open up the phone lines real quick before we take our first break. And I'll come back with some more of that. And welcoming Proof to the show. Proof, welcome to the Barefooters Legal Show. How are you doing this weekend?
Oh, I'm adequate. What about you?
I'm doing well.
I was just listening in. I figured I promised I'd be here, so I figured I'd hold up my end of the bargain.
Well, thanks for joining me. Proof, the Proof Negative Show, heard Monday through Thursdays on Freedomizer Radio, sits in with me as co-host on Saturdays on occasion, and always glad to have you here. If anybody else wants to call in, 319-527-6208. So, Proof, what do you got for us?
Well, on Thursday, I'm going to have Daniel Howell join me on my show.
Oh, excellent. This upcoming Thursday?
Yes.
Great.
He, of course, wrote the Barefoot book, thebarefootbook.com. He's a professor at Liberty University.
Yep.
So he could talk all things freedom, and of course he dislikes shoes as much as the rest of us here.
The barefoot professor.
Yes. He did run the Facebook group that some of us came from before we got banned.
Yeah,
for
I remember that.
Kids. So that's one thing I did want to talk about here is that I don't want to create a repressive type of group. I want everybody to know that they have their freedom to discuss and share ideas, because it's not the group is not just Proofs. It's not Nick's group. It's not the Nick and Proofs group. This is everyone involved here, and we're looking for the brightest and newest ideas and ways to advance our cause. It's not something of what Proof says goes. And I just wanted to emphasize that.
Yeah, this is not just one person's group. And that's the big thing that we want a lot of people to understand. We're a community. And you are the one that brought this Barefoot is Legal community together. And there's other organizations that, you know, are part of the Barefoot community. But we're the most active when it comes to our advocacy, we could say. I mean, no one else is set up as a 501c3. No one else is a nonprofit. They don't know what that means. It's you know, I mean, our Facebook group just brings the people together. And you're right. We're looking for the best. We're looking for new ideas. I mean, yeah, we're still a young group. You know, and again, this is not just the Nick show. Or the Nick and Proof show, just like it's not the Proof and Nick group. It is a community. I mean, I'm just one platform throwing ideas out there. The phone lines are open to discuss whatever it is about the lifestyle and the issues, and I'm here to help. And we all do our own thing within that community. You brought it together. I'm the legal guy. Nick Deutschman's the corporate communications guy. I mean, we have people around that do certain things for the members. And, you know, in a way, yes, we work for the members, in a way. We are here to serve you in the community. We've been doing this. We have the experience. If anybody else has more experience and more knowledge about whatever the topic is or the subject, feel free to jump on. But, yeah, we're always looking for new ideas, and we just got to grow and be better.
But like you were saying, though, with a lot of the conditioning and the belief, and that might be why some people get so upset. It's not the fact that you're doing it. It's the fact that they've been told all their life that they'll get in trouble if they do it. And then they see you and they get mad, partially because they have been yelled at so often that you're blowing their minds, so to speak.
Yeah, that's true. There's a lot of information to take in. And you know, I mean, yeah, I'll talk about it once a week for an hour and a half. But, you know, I mean, like this week I was associating it with the Allegory of the Cave by Plato. And, you know, people are looking at a wall of shadows all their life and they think that that's reality until they turn around and realize that it's not. And it is hard to wrap your mind around. You know, you can't to fathom that. You're taking their whole belief system and saying, no, that's not true. I mean, that would be like taking a devout Catholic out of a church and saying, there was no Jesus. You're Jewish now. What? You know, it's a lot. And, you know, and we're not here to say because you don't go barefoot, you don't belong. If you want to live a barefoot lifestyle, you're welcome. You're welcome in. And you take it at your own pace. Not everybody is going to go out there into 0-degree weather, run around in the snow barefoot. Not everybody's going to be able to handle hot pavement and do everything they want to do barefoot when they first start. People have baby steps. They need to transition, and sometimes also mental conditioning too. Getting over the fact that, ooh, I've been told it was illegal, and all of a sudden they do it and they're fine. They go out to a restaurant and they're sitting there enjoying their meal barefoot and they're like, I didn't even realize I could do this. I love it. They just need to get over that first hurdle. If they accept that it's not illegal, and they use the information and the tools that we have, then they'll be able to do it. But, you know, everybody's different. People have anxiety. People have other things that, you know, keep them from wanting to do it. But we're just here to empower them. But top of the hour, we'll take a quick break and we'll be right back with proof. Stay tuned.
Never know when an emergency is going to happen. Whether stuck on the road, riding out a power outage, escaping a natural disaster, or surviving a doomsday apocalypse, what would you do? Disaster can strike at any time. So join your host, Nick Pierce, for Freedomizer's newest prepping and survival program, Are You Ready? Noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, the first Saturday of every month. Listen to Are You Ready? And be prepared.
How would you like to make your work more enjoyable, be more creative and relaxed, all while sitting at your desk? That's exactly what my Serenity Rug has done for me. This revolutionary footrest, I can't even call it a footrest, because this thing encourages movement of your feet, which results in more blood flow. While traditional footrests advocate the motionless placement of your feet, I found that I'm unconsciously digging my feet into the long, soft grass strands of the Serenity Rug. It delivers an incredibly relaxing sensation that closely resembles the feeling of an exotic foot massage. If you have ever had a foot massage that made you want to stay there for hours, you know what I'm talking about. If you have not heard about the Serenity Rug, check them out at serenityrug.com and join the exclusive Serenity Rug community and enjoy a feeling of comfort and relaxation that most will never experience. They've sold out before, so I suggest you do your feet a favor and grab one of these. Again, that's serenityrug.com.
Are you members of the Barefoot community looking for a new place to shop, eat, and save? Are you sick of paying full price? Would you like to save money at the places you enjoy most? Well, here's a popular savings book that is full of coupons catered to your local area. It's called Save Around. This book is full of exclusive discounts to help you save money around your town. Yes, that's Save Around. You will save money at restaurants, department stores, cars, even flowers. When I take my family out, there are seven of us. The average meal was about $110 to $140. Last time I took them out, and I'm holding a copy of the receipt right here, the check originally was $120. With the Save Around book, our meal cost $82 at a place we go to quite often. Who knew? And there are a few places we found that we are going to check out. View the books in your area before you buy. Go to freedomizerradio.com or barefootislegal.org. Just click on your city, and within a few days, you will be saving money around town with your new Save Around book.
Got a spare tire around that waist? Is your muffin top over the top? Do you binge eat uncontrollably? We are the government and we are here to help you. Here at our free FEMA weight loss camp, we have numerous ways to help you shed those unsightly, unwanted pounds. FEMA or Fatties, Eating Mitigated, automatically has a communist-style weight loss czar that specializes in centralized weight loss planning and communal extended fasting programs to shed that fat away in no time. Skin and boned means extra toned is the motto. Just remember, there is no way you can do it on your own. We will forcefully assist you into compliance. Failure is not an option in this utopian wonderland. How fantastic.
Typical workout regimes include digging ditches and restocking them with dirt, building railways and more. Get life skills while you get lean. How do you join? Simple. Recite the Constitution in a public commons or violate the Patriot Act that includes simple misdemeanors. It's really that easy to get your own fenced-in slice of Americana. Stop being a fatty. The state is your daddy.
Hey, Freedom S, join me, Proof Negative. Weeknights, 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific, as we fight the New World Order together. Right here on Freedomizer Radio, your exclusive home of the Proof Negative Show.
Hello, everyone. I'd like to talk to you about our newest sponsor, Misty'sGardens.com. Now, this is a contraption where you can grow food in your apartment, in a small patio, or if you're like me and you absolutely suck at gardening, this makes life a lot easier. It is a vertical tower garden. We can grow over 20 things at once in a small, compacted area. Good health starts with good habits like eating wholesome foods, and with tower gardens, you can easily grow your own fresh, nutrient-rich food virtually anywhere year-round without soil. So Misty'sGardens.com, have a look at it, check it out, buy it, plant, and like it. Misty'sGardens.com.
My toes itch. My back is in pain.
My feet smell.
Well, I suffer from knee and hip pain.
If you suffer from any of those symptoms, Shoeless is a natural foot remedy to treat most symptoms of pain, infection, and other ailments caused by shoes. Shoeless can be applied simply by removing whatever is on your feet. Shoeless is a non-prescription solution to most foot problems that are caused by wearing shoes. In most cases, when using Shoeless, it does not impair your ability to operate a vehicle, walk, run, shop, jump, play, move, dance, sing, flip, or other human activities. Those using Shoeless have reported feeling happy, less pain, better mood, and have a better sense of health and freedom. Other benefits also include eliminating athlete's foot, foot odor, fungus, and other forms of bacteria known to have been caused by shoes. Some users of Shoeless may be told that it's against the law. Ask your doctor for a note when using Shoeless. Other side effects include a higher sense of awareness and in your surroundings. Do not use Shoeless if you are standing in a pit of fire. Using Shoeless may not increase your chances of flying or winning the lottery. However, some users have reported having higher self-esteem and positive attitudes, as well as more confidence. Shoeless is best when used all the time. Use caution when using Shoeless until your body adapts. Shoeless has also been proven to increase learning, attention, help fight depression, and ease effects of autism. Feel free to ask your doctor how Shoeless can benefit you. For more information about Shoeless and its benefits, visit barefootislegal.org. The views and opinions expressed during the BIL radio show are those of the host and not that of Freedomizer Radio or the broadcast affiliates.
That's right, 319-527-6208 is a way to be a part of the show. Again, that's 319-527-6208. Press 1 to be on the air. And don't forget about our website, barefootislegal.org. Check out our Facebook group, closed group for anybody that's interested in living a barefoot lifestyle or lives a barefoot lifestyle. Great place to interact with other members of the barefoot community, even during and after the show. But keep in mind, though, this is not a fetish community. So this is not a place for all you heavy breathing fun seekers to get your rocks off on foot pictures. No, no, no. We are here to educate, empower you, and dispel the myths that bare feet are legal. And that said, we're going back to the phones here with Proof, who's joining me this weekend. Welcome back.
All right. Sorry, I'm a little under the weather today. My I had Bell's palsy a few years ago, and two or three times a year, my eye gets to the point where it's swollen shut. And
oh, wow.
Today's one of those days.
Ooh, that's not good. Wow, sorry to hear that. Yeah.
No, that's all right. I'm here. I'm just not, I'm not my typical loudmouth self.
Well, that's okay. Good thing about radio is you don't need to see where you're going. No one can see you either.
That's true. So I was just doing a daily check of our business page on the break.
Great. Yeah. Any updates there?
Yeah. Well, we have our second post this year of over 150,000 hits. And we have just over 400,000 hits on our Facebook page so far this year.
Great.
450-something. We'll hit 500,000 maybe within the next couple days. But, hey, we've had two posts of over 150,000 so far this year. That's not that bad. There's
That's
a lot
great.
Of businesses that works, that they can get our traffic.
Yeah.
And this is
definitely.
The middle of winter where there's really no warm weather to promote anything.
Yeah, and, I noticed a lot of traffic slows down, too. Not a lot of people are going out in the weather, especially if they live in the Northern Hemisphere this time of year. But it's great because of all of our Southern Hemisphere members, everybody in Australia and New Zealand and all that, and
Las
places
Vegas.
Where it's a lot warmer. Well, yeah. Yeah, I mean, we do have warm areas around here, and we do see a lot of posts coming around there. From around there, but it's funny, we have a lot of posts that come through quite a bit from the Southern Hemisphere because they're enjoying their summer. But yeah, yeah, a lot from Vegas. Still warming up.
So there's, I do post, and of course, I think it's weird how you have all these trolls, I guess, that feel as though. They could just call us racial epithets. They could call us sexual slurs just because they don't partake in our lifestyle. I would never fathom. I don't like to eat spam, so to speak. I'm not into pork products like that. I would never in my life go to the spam website and just start cursing them out and calling them various sexual vulgar profanities. Just because of the fact that they like to sell spam and I don't like to eat it. So what empowers people to go to our page and just curse people out for no reason?
They just don't understand. Kind of like what we were talking about earlier in the broadcast. They, people have this opinion that they form, and it's a particular attitude against a social group. They either don't have enough information where they don't form a knowledgeable opinion, and they just believe that what they thought was reality is true, and they don't want to learn. Sometimes you're never going to change everybody's mind.
But there's a difference, though, between just not getting involved and saying, I'm not interested. It's a whole nother level to just randomly message people and curse them out.
True. And you know what? Normal, grown-up people, would just move on in life and not bother with it. But it's no different than people that, in the Klan. They'll go out and riot and grab people and, act up and harm other people just because they don't agree with their beliefs. There are people out there that take it to an extreme, and there are people that just look at it and say, it's not for me, and move on.
And my whole issue, because a lot of people said, Proof, why is it that you don't engage in those people? And my mission is not to sit there and convert people that are not interested. My goal is to ignore them and look for the people that are interested.
True. Yeah. I mean, I had some wonderful hate mail that came. Maybe I'll see if I can cue the voicemail to play through the system maybe during our next break. Yeah, you know, the our toll-free number that's out there, I mean, we get a lot of crazies that call in. I guess what they'll do is they'll just keep hitting an extension until someone answers and they get a voicemail or something, and then they'll just want to leave messages. I don't know if that happens to you. I get a lot on my extension.
Yeah. I had some troll call me at 12:56 on Sunday night.
Okay. Maybe it was the same person. Yeah.
Okay.
Because I remember it was around midnight.
Yeah, they must have gotten me after you or something. Who knows?
Oh, yeah. They're crazy. You know, the crazies are out there, folks. You know, whether you live a barefoot lifestyle or you have piercings or you have a mohawk or you have tattoos or you wear pink tutu or you wear jeans or you don't wear shorts or you wear Hawaiian print shirts or you wear tank tops, you're always going to find them. You're always going to find someone that doesn't agree with what you do. I mean, you're going to find people of opposite religions that don't agree with your religion that'll come after you because you don't believe in their God. Because you don't believe that, women shouldn't wear skirts shorter than their knees, or, you know, you name it. I mean, this day and age, you get attacked for doing everything, but everybody's so sensitive that no one should attack anybody.
Yeah, you could have a Red Sox bumper sticker on your car, and you're a Yankee fan. So, therefore, you deserve to get beat up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, you hear stories like that all the time.
That doesn't stop me, though.
Well, no, of course not. Shouldn't stop anybody from being who they are. You know, people who are confident in their own lifestyle, you know, never let someone else stop you from being who you are. And, you know, people just don't convert religions because someone thinks that they don't, you know, because someone doesn't agree with their religion. They continue to believe in their God and practice the religion the way they want. The barefoot community is no different. We want to have our right to live the lifestyle that we want to live, free of oppression, prejudice, and all the discrimination that exists with it.
But that's the reason why, though, that a lot of people don't do it, is that they're afraid of crazies like that.
Yeah. I mean, I think a big confidence booster would be, oh, don't be afraid of the people that think others, you know, things about you. If you want, sit here for a day and listen to the voicemails that I get. You know, seriously, I mean, I get all kinds of crazies that call. They leave messages, death threats, all this. I'm like, whatever.
Oh, I get those.
Yeah.
Maybe they're the same people that are leaving them on my voicemail.
Oh, could be. Yeah, we could compare notes one day. But, you know, I don't care. It doesn't bother me. I don't consider them real threats. Now, of course, don't let this discourage people that want to live the barefoot lifestyle either. See, they'll call me because they don't like what I say on the radio program. They'll probably call Proof because they don't like that he's the head of the organization. You know, they'll call people because...
Or they're just randomly picking numbers on the voicemail and leaving messages. That happens.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they could, you know, be doing that too. I mean, I get a lot of those where it doesn't seem like it's really directed to anybody. But no, I'll get... and that's why I started the Barefoot is Legal Radio, Barefoot is Legal Radio on Facebook page so that people can leave messages there because my private messages get so full. I mean, I can't go through them all, so I'm missing important... you know, or meaningful messages that people want to send me. So I have to weave through like 50, 60 messages just to find someone from a friend of mine that said, oh, I sent you a message. Okay, I'll look for it. You know, you just shut Messenger off after a while. So you can send all your hate mail and all your fan mail over to that page from now on, you know. Yeah, Proof, I'm sorry.
No, there's one way that we can stop all this, and this is what we're doing now. We're organizing. We are gathering our best and brightest talent, and we're making our move because people just expect us to go to the back of the bus or to not even get on the bus. And why is it that me living in Las Vegas should worry about what somebody in Norman, Oklahoma thinks about me? I don't.
Oh, yeah. I don't care.
Yeah, Nick lives in Dayton, Ohio. Why is it that somebody in... Casper, Wyoming would be offended, and so Nick has to conform to the guy living in Casper, Wyoming.
Exactly. You know?
Yeah, you're not affecting their life in any way, shape, or form, and there's no law that says that they're required to believe in what we believe.
Yeah, we don't care what they do, and why should they care with what we do? Yeah. Why should they care about us?
Yeah, I'm not paying their bills and they're not paying mine. So therefore, they don't pay my bills. They can't dictate how I live my life. And I'm not paying anybody else's bills. So I don't care how they live. They're not contributing to my day-to-day life.
Yep. Don't care at all what they think. Doesn't bother me. And the funny thing is that they think
that
Obama.
Yeah, the fact that we're organizing and we are grabbing everybody that has an interest in living like us, eventually we're going to win.
Oh, yeah.
As long as we work our plan.
Yep. Stay on course. We're here. We're not going anywhere.
Yeah, I get those calls sometimes, and usually I don't answer them. Every so often I do. And I like how I wrote in the business page that we only answer the phones during normal business hours, and I put the business hours in there, but somehow we still get the calls after that. And it could be 10:30 at night. Yeah, it could be 10:30 at night and somebody calls to tell me to shut our business down because they're going to tell the FCC because we're gross.
Like the FCC cares.
Oh, I know.
You know, the day the health department cares, then I'll worry about the FCC.
Yeah, and I like when they say I'm ruining their freedom of speech.
Oh, of course. As soon as you tell someone that they can't say something on your own phone line or, you know, something like that, or you know, as soon as, you know, someone that doesn't agree with you, you have something to say to them, then it's all of a sudden you're infringing on their rights. Then all of a sudden you're taking their rights away, and they have a right. In the meantime, they're coming in, trolling and, you know, harassing and sending death threats and all that. And they're sitting, you know, like we're taking their rights away, and you can say whatever you want.
Yeah, somebody last week got mad at me because I deleted their post and I banned them. So they went in under their other Facebook name and they got mad because I didn't let their post calling me a see you next time stay up on there and threatening people like us. And they said, you're violating my freedom of speech. I'm allowed to say whatever I want.
Yeah, you're violating the rules of the group.
Yeah. Since when does our business page have to conform to the state the same rights as the Bill of Rights and the Constitution? That is not for – if you come into my house, I have a right to dictate what goes on in my house, just like I can't dictate what goes on in Nick's house because I don't live in his house. He can dictate the terms of conditions of his personal domain.
Exactly. But they want to come in and they want to start their, you know, it's mostly hate speech. I mean, some of the stuff that they say is absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, but they're sharing the reason why we're staying open.
Oh, exactly. They're proving our point. They're just making it stronger. And they look the fool in the end.
So now that we've discussed all the negative, I guess we have to put out the positive on all this, on what we can do to combat some of this.
I mean, really, it's just a matter of spreading the message, being ambassadors, educating people,
and
standing up for our rights.
Don't be afraid.
I'm sorry?
Don't be afraid.
Exactly. Stand up for your rights. We're working on a dream here. And, you know, I mean, whether it's close or far away, we're gonna achieve that dream.
Hey, we've gotten farther than any other group in the whatever barefoot groups in the world that have come so far. We've become the biggest.
We have.
And that's not just saying that because I'm the leader. Nobody's ever amassed our number of stats so far this that we've had in just 2 years. Nobody's been able to organize like we have.
I know. And such a tremendous growth that we've had. You know, and what we do with the businesses and what we do with the members, for the members, against the businesses, with the businesses, for the members, and back and forth. I mean, you know, the amount of resources we have, and the staff that does it. And, you know, we're not just a coffee club. We're not just here to say, oh, I went to the store. No, it's called you went to the store and you had a problem. We're going to come down on that business. We're going to take care of them. We're going to send them the letters. We're going to, you know, educate and eliminate, you know, the issue that you had.
And there are going to be businesses at the end of the day that just refuse to listen to us.
Yeah. And they can go on the list of businesses that are closing.
This isn't utopia, unfortunately, but we can work on our cause and our mission. And there will be many stores that apologize and say that they thought this was a law and it's not, or they had no such policy. And there are those that apologize, but there are those that also say, well, if they kicked you out, it's because they wanted to, and we reserve the right to kick you out. So,
and they join the list of businesses that are closing. Yep.
Right.
Then they lose customers. They lose the business because people aren't putting the money in the store anymore. And the newest one to the list, Sam's Club. Sam's Club is closing down locations now.
Yeah, just last week Sears announced they were closing more, but Sam's Club this week announced that they were closing.
Yep. And that's always been an issue for a lot of the members of the Barefoot community. They've always said, like, I've had memberships forever. Now they're saying I can't be there, blah, 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 this, that, and the other. And now all of a sudden they're closing. It's like, well, there you go. You know, if you hate the community enough, the community's not going to shop there. So if the community doesn't shop there, then they're not getting money. We pay them. They work for us. Not vice versa.
Right, contrary to belief, the customer does have the last right to their own money because a business can say they don't want us, but if we say we don't want you to have our money, then good luck getting it somewhere else.
Yeah. And, you know, money talks and BS walks and, you know, our bare feet are the ones doing the walking. And we will. We'll just go over to...
Yeah.
Oh, and that's another thing I want to really stress for this year. Receipts. We set up an email address that I'm going to post in the group. Where, and you've always said, like, oh, if they don't want our money, there's 100 other places that do. Well, we're asking our members, and even listeners, to send in receipts. I'm going to post the email address for our members to send receipts to in the closed group. Scan or take pictures of your receipts and send them to this email address. Because if a business says, nope, not allowed, then we're going to start sending them receipts from their competition to show them throughout the year how much money they're losing. So everybody save your receipts. Scan them, take pictures of them, send them over.
Yeah, I have a receipt pile here. I have to admit I haven't been scanning lately, but...
Oh, I have a ton of receipts here.
I do need to.
Yep. Yep. I have a ton of receipts that I still need to scan. And actually need to get more hard drives. I need to get more storage space before I can do any more. That's how many I have.
Hmm.
But yeah, we're gonna organize it. When you send it in, just put in the subject line the name of the store and type of store. Because there may be stores that I'm not familiar with, but if it's a food store in this area, in this market, or a gas station in this market or something, and then anytime our members have a problem, we're going to send the receipts from all the competition to that store that gave a member an issue so that they see how much money they're losing. I think it could be very effective. Definitely something we want to do throughout the whole year.
It depends on the other side, I guess, if the customer service doesn't, if they don't care to show everybody what we're sending, but... Some of them will be upset, and some won't care.
Yeah. Now, we're not going to deal with customer service. We're going to go right to the top. Operations managers,
yes.
Vice presidents, district managers, and all that. We're not going to deal with a toll-free number. We're going right to the top. Anyway, 319-527-6208 is a way to be a part of the show. We'll be right back because no one dropped off a big suitcase loaded with cash yet, so we got to sell some ads. We'll be right back with Barefoot is Legal.
How would you like to make your work more enjoyable, be more creative and relaxed, all while sitting at your desk? That's exactly what my Serenity Rug has done for me. This revolutionary footrest, I can't even call it a footrest, because this thing encourages movement of your feet, which results in more blood flow. While traditional footrests advocate the motionless placement of your feet, I found that I'm unconsciously digging my feet into the long, soft grass strands of the Serenity Rug. It delivers an incredibly relaxing sensation that closely resembles the feeling of an exotic foot massage. If you have ever had a foot massage that made you want to stay there for hours, you know what I'm talking about. If you have not heard about the Serenity Rug, check them out at serenityrug.com and join the exclusive Serenity Rug community and enjoy a feeling of comfort and relaxation that most will never experience. They've sold out before, so I suggest you do your feet a favor and grab one of these. Again, that's serenityrug.com.
Are you members of the Barefoot community looking for a new place to shop, eat, and save? Are you sick of paying full price? Would you like to save money at the places you enjoy most? Well, here's a popular savings book that is full of coupons catered to your local area. It's called Save Around. This book is full of exclusive discounts to help you save money around your town. Yes, that's Save Around. You will save money at restaurants, department stores, cars, even flowers. When I take my family out, there are seven of us. The average meal was about $110 to $140. Last time I took them out, and I'm holding a copy of the receipt right here, the check originally was $120. With the Save Around book, our meal cost $82 at a place we go to quite often. Who knew? And there are a few places we found that we are going to check out. View the books in your area before you buy. Go to freedomizerradio.com or barefootislegal.org. Just click on your city, and within a few days, you will be saving money around town with your new Save Around book.
Hello, everyone. I'd like to talk to you about our newest sponsor, Misty's Gardens.com. Now, this is a contraption where you can grow food in your apartment, in a small patio, or if you're like me and you absolutely suck at gardening, this makes life a lot easier. It is a vertical tower garden. We can grow over 20 things at once in a small, compacted area. Good health starts with good habits, like eating wholesome foods, and with tower gardens, you can easily grow your own fresh, nutrient-rich food virtually anywhere year-round without soil. So Misty'sGardens.com, have a look at it, check it out, buy it, plant, and like it. Misty'sGardens.com.
You never know when an emergency is going to happen. Whether stuck on the road, riding out a power outage, escaping a natural disaster, or surviving a doomsday apocalypse, what would you do? Disaster can strike at any time. So join your host, Nick Pierce, for Freedomizer's newest prepping and survival program, Are You Ready? Noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, the first Saturday of every month. Listen to Are You Ready? And be prepared.
My toes itch. My back is in pain.
My feet smell.
Well, I suffer from knee and hip pain.
If you suffer from any of those symptoms, Shoeless is a natural foot remedy to treat most symptoms of pain, infection, and other ailments caused by shoes. Shoeless can be applied simply by removing whatever is on your feet. Shoeless is a non-prescription solution to most foot problems that are caused by wearing shoes. In most cases, when using Shoeless, it does not impair your ability to operate a vehicle, walk, run, shop, jump, play, move, dance, sing, flip, or other human activities. Those using Shoeless have reported feeling happy, less pain, better mood, and have a better sense of health and freedom. Other benefits also include eliminating athlete's foot, foot odor, fungus, and other forms of bacteria known to have been caused by shoes. Some users of Shoeless may be told that it's against the law. Ask your doctor for a note when using Shoeless. Other side effects include a higher sense of awareness and in your surroundings. Do not use Shoeless if you are standing in a pit of fire. Using Shoeless may not increase your chances of flying or winning the lottery. However, some users have reported having higher self-esteem and positive attitudes, as well as more confidence. Shoeless is best when used all the time. Use caution when using Shoeless until your body adapts. Shoeless has also been proven to increase learning, attention, help fight depression, and ease effects of autism. Feel free to ask your doctor how Shoeless can benefit you. For more information about Shoeless and its benefits, visit barefootislegal.org. The views and opinions expressed during the BIL radio show are those of the host and not that of Freedomizer Radio or the broadcast affiliates. Well, there we go. 319-527-6208 is a way to be a part of the show. Welcome back. I'm your host, Nick Pierce. Sitting with me today is Proof from the Proof Negative Show here on Barefoot is Legal. And I love that song, Working on a Dream. That's what we're doing here. And of course, I think because my little lady Tess, my niece, is listening, she hates Bruce Springsteen, but I love Bruce Springsteen. So I just wanted to make sure I threw that one in rotation there coming back from this break. Hi, little lady. Hope you enjoyed that song. Well, anyway, here on the Barefoot is Legal radio show, before the break, Proof and I were talking about all the events, people's mindsets, what we go through in the community and all that. So welcome back, Proof, and welcome back all the listeners to the show. Glad you stuck with us.
By the way, I'm not a Bruce Springsteen fan either.
You're not a Bruce Springsteen fan either? Oh, I'll play that song more often. No, just kidding. What is it with everybody that hates Bruce Springsteen? I love Bruce Springsteen. Well, and again, you know, he's from Jersey, where I'm from, you know. He's a Jersey boy like me.
But one interesting note, there was a famous song that people don't realize he was the original author of. Do you know that song by Manfred Mann, Blinded by the Light?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Bruce Springsteen wrote and recorded that originally.
Yeah, I remember that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
A
lot of people don't know that that Manfred Mann did a remake of it.
Yep. And it's funny. I bust my niece's chops all the time with Bruce Springsteen. She doesn't like it. She doesn't care for it. However, she does like Real Big Fish, the ska band. So I'm very proud of her for that one. But she was like, "What is that?" And I tried to explain it to her because, you know, I mean, she's born and raised in Ohio with, you know, that part of the family and stuff. So I'll bust her chops about it. And I said, well, it's New Jersey country. It's country music for New Jersey. If you're from Jersey, you got to love the ball. I guess you could say he's rock, but well, so's Bruce Springsteen, but, you know, different sound. But yeah, I guess you could put Bon Jovi in there, but I wouldn't consider him, like, I mean, his style's not extremely unique. Just, you know, 80s rock that evolved over time, you know, I mean. But you got to admit, Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band do have a very distinct and unique sound. And, you know, so just I was busting her chops. And I said, well, that's, she's like, I like country music. I said, well, that's New Jersey country. So I'm sure I'd share that with you. Funny story.
I don't know. Bon Jovi's Wanted Dead or Alive sounds fairly country to me.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he does have his, you know, certain sounds and stuff. You know. But, yeah. No, I mean, you could say that, you know, one song. But, I mean, for the most part, he's not a, you know, he's more that rock category, 80s rock.
See, where I'm from in Long Island, we have our champion of Billy Joel.
Billy Joel, yep. Mm-hmm.
So would that be like Long Island country?
Yeah, you could say that. New York country. You know, for anybody out in the Midwest that doesn't like, you know, the Jersey artists and, you know, they're busting your chops and they don't like it. So you would just say, well, that's Long Island country. Billy Joel.
Well, I don't know who else came out from Dayton except for Alexis Gomez.
Alexis Gomez. Oh, there was quite a few from Dayton. I'm just trying to remember all the names, or at least in the surrounding area anyway. There were a couple. But yeah, I think we're getting her on the show soon too. I mean, I know we've been talking about it for a long time. You know, it's just kind of been hit and miss schedules and all that. But I'll get her in the studio one of these weekends. So we also have possibly sometime in February from Naked and Afraid. We have some guests there coming in. Yeah, Tara, from Naked and Afraid, survival show. And all that. Which, speaking of survival shows, I'll just plug my new show real quick since we got into that. Starting Saturday, February 3rd, you will hear me for an hour and a half before the Barefoot is Legal radio show for my new survival and emergency preparedness program that I'm going to start doing. It's called Are You Ready? Where I'm going to show you how to prepare from everything from a small event, a small everyday emergency, to the doomsday apocalypse. I'm going to be talking about the mindset, prepping, emergency preparedness, survival, and all that. You know, I'm not just the legal guy for Barefoot is Legal. I've been living the lifestyle for probably over 25 years when it comes to emergency preparedness and all that. So, definitely you want to take a look at that. It's called Are You Ready? It's going to be on at noon Eastern, which would be 9 Pacific.
Yes.
Remember, right? 9 Pacific, just making sure my time zones are correct. And, throughout the years, I've been coined as Pierce the Barefoot Prepper. So I'm going to use my 25 years of prepping and survival experience and knowledge to make sure that you are ready. And this program, I'm going to walk you through how to prepare yourself to handle pretty much almost anything. And get your family prepared and get over some of the stigmas that are associated with it. And so definitely tune into that here on Freedomizer Radio, the home of all these wonderful programs that you listen to if you're listening to this now. You know, of course, home to the Proof Negative show Monday through Thursdays and a lot of other great programs. We used to have Dr. Prepper and Rich Fleetwood for Survival Ring Radio on with us until they retired. And so I'm glad to kind of fill the shoes. Well, definitely not the shoes, but walk in their path, we'll say, but step into that role and join you for an hour and a half before the Barefoot is Legal radio show starting February 3rd, that Saturday, first Saturday of February. So make sure you tune in there.
And what we like to say, we like to teach people how to live life before the fit hits the shan.
Fit hits the shan? I'm going to use that one.
Yeah.
Just to twist that around.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, that works. Before the fit hits the shan. Yep, so all things survival, prepping, all things survival and prepping before the fit hits the shan can be heard for an hour and a half before the Barefoot is Legal show on Saturday, February 3rd.
I've always wondered about that phrase. It's like, oh no, somebody crapped and it's going near the fan. What do we do? Oh, now that's it. Game over.
Game over.
It hit the fan.
It's in the fan. That is great. That's so true. But, yeah, you never know when an emergency could happen. Disaster could strike at any time. And, you know, it's funny. I mean, people think that, you know, they're ready for things. But, yeah, just wait till that broadcast. You'll hear. And we're going to start with the basics, easing into it, the mindset, some of the psychology behind it, getting over certain stigmas that are associated with it. So definitely make sure you tune in. And, of course, I'd like to thank Proof You for giving me that opportunity to be able to do it and for having me fill
like
that role.
Thank you for thanking me.
Oh, well, you're welcome for thanking me and being thankful, as I am thankful towards you.
So I guess one of the, speaking of stigmas, we like to teach people here what happens if you get that special tap on the shoulder. What do you do?
You know, aside from throat punch, spinning sidekicks and stuff like that, education is the most important. You know, when it comes to the people that want to approach you to tell you that you're doing something wrong when you're not, standing up for your rights, educating them, and letting them know. I mean, you know, the myth has been around for so long. People discriminate. You know, the oppression is there. People are prejudiced towards people, and education is a big thing. Now, we have tools. There's so many tools that you can use. We have the state rights cards that cite the laws for the most part in almost all states. We have the America's Disabilities Act, those cards from the U.S. Department of Justice. You can download them. You can print them. Do what you want with them. You know, there's so many things that you can do to let people know. And one of my first things that I always like to put out there, find out why. If they say, oh, you can't be in here barefoot, simply ask why. Don't start with just saying, oh, well, it's not against the health department. You don't have a sign. It's my rights. It's religious. It's this. It's medical. It's blah, blah, and there's laws and this, that, and the other. Because then you'll just sit there throwing everything out and let them think about all the other objections. Find out what their one objection is, because they must have one clear reason why they approached you, tapped you on the shoulder, and said, excuse me. Excuse me. You can't be here barefoot. You know. Yeah, they're overzealous employees. They think that they have power because someone gave them the keys to the celery, and I love that one. But they really don't. They don't understand the law. They don't understand public accommodation. They don't understand that you're the customer and that you have rights too. So first thing, find out why. If they say, oh, it's because of the health department, then educate them on the health department. End of deal. End of story. You know, most people are receptive to it. Most people will listen. Most people will try to figure out the why. And if you have some proof, we have letters that are available. They can look up the laws. Oh, now in this day of technology, you can go right to the health department website and say, show me.
You're forgetting the big snowplow that we have here, which is the VIB cards.
That too. Yeah. There's a QR code on there, and it simply states what the law, like, it doesn't necessarily cite the law because this is to be used in every state nationwide. But when it comes to the, you know, as far as what defines a place of public accommodation and assuming responsibility and all that, those cards are very valuable. Those cards are very handy because then people understand, oh, you're part of an organization. I see this. And it simply has on the back a brief phrase that'll very carefully worded legally, that'll explain your rights as a person that lives the barefoot lifestyle. Very handy tool to have. And, you know, there's a little QR thing, the website's on there, the phone number's on there and all that. I mean, I get calls once in a while where someone's like in a store and they're just like, hey, I'm calling the number because I'm here with a manager, you know, and I don't feel comfortable talking to them. And I'm like, oh, what's going on? So, well, he's trying to tell me that blah, 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 it's against the law. Oh, that's okay. I'll talk to them. Literally within 5 minutes, the conversation turns into something so positive. And the toll-free number for our office is on there. And there's people to reach out to during business hours, for the most part, that'll be able to answer the phone and help you when you need it.
Yeah, nobody's ever wanted to go engage others like that before, which I think is pretty powerful.
Yeah. No other organization does that.
What I like also about those VIB cards is that you send in a photo ID of you head to barefoot of you in a store. So when you show somebody the card, it's like the average person doesn't realize that we exist, and they probably don't realize that you've done this before. So when they see a picture of you being somewhere, that kind of changes things because they didn't expect you to be part of an organization and have a toll-free number and a website and all this information about how what you're doing is not against the law. And then they already know that they have to retreat and backtrack a little bit even before getting to the QR code because they didn't expect you to be prepared. They just expected you to just run out to your car and go home and then come back 45 minutes later wearing something as thick as 3 sheets of newspaper held onto your foot by a rubber band.
Yeah, a string. You're right.
Yeah.
They think that, you know, these things exist. They believe that there's laws, policies, rules, regulations, whatever they want to call them about this. And it's so false. And, another line that I've actually used a while ago. That really kind of spun their heads around. I was approached once and they said, you know, you have to have shoes on. I said, oh, well, why? They said, well, it's our policy. I said, well, wait a minute, hold on a second. I said, you know, I normally shop over and I name their competitor. And I said, I'm surprised you would say such a thing. And they're just like, well, what do you mean? Like, I didn't even care what their objection was. It was just, sometimes it's the way they come across. And they're just like, I'm like, well, what do you mean? Or they said, what do you mean? And I said, you know, well, and I can't remember word for word exactly what happened. I mean, this is a while ago. But I said, you know, first of all, it's not just rude, but very ignorant to say. I said, you know, why would you say something like that? And they said, oh, well, you know, here we go with the health department thing. And I said, you know, those signs were put up because of XYZ. And I said, and I'm surprised that this day and age, that someone would still say something like that, especially to a customer in their store or in public. You got to be kidding me. Well, then they start backpedaling like, they think you're implying that they're racist or like, you know, they're discriminating against you and all that and everything. And I said, you know, you have no idea why. I said, and personally, it's my choice and for my own safety, you know, and all this. And sometimes I'll throw things out there just to nip whatever it may be coming up next, you know. And everything, and it gets them to ask questions like, what do you mean safety? I thought that it would be safer if you wore shoes. I said, no, not if I haven't done it for 20 years. And I said, so what you're saying is that if I put on a pair of shoes and I get hurt, you're responsible. Well, no, that's not what I meant. And everything, and you know, and so, you know, a lot back and forth. And he goes, well, I really didn't understand, but no, I appreciate you explaining it to me. I said, yeah, and keep that in mind for the next time you see someone in your store. I said, you know, you don't want to talk to them that way. I said, that's, you know, that's probably why I shop over there most of the time. You know, oh, no, I'm sorry. No, you're always welcome. You know, and then the backpedaling starts and all that. You know, sometimes it really gets to the point where you would need to show them any kind of proof, documentation and all that. I mean, you know, since when do we live in a country where you have to carry around documentation just to prove that you're not breaking a law? I mean, it's almost like Nazi Germany, you know, in a way sometimes. And, you know, most members, some members, they feel that way. We don't. You know, I mean, we're just here to give you the tools, empower you with the knowledge and all that to be able to live the barefoot lifestyle. And, you know, the VIB cards are great. You know, all the other information we have, even letters from the corporate offices of some of these companies that people have had problems in. Go take them. Go get them. You know, if there's a place you shop at often, maybe you haven't had a problem. One day, it's always that one employee that starts, the one employee that gets promoted. They get the keys to the cellar, and because they have special access to some place, they think that they're now the all-powerful almighty, and they want to come down on you for just being who you are. Put them in their place. Educate. As long as you're empowered, stand up for your rights. And that's really it.
Yeah, I had a bank once as an example. This
I love the bank story. Yes,
Union,
I love it. Yep.
First Union Bank, and they told me that they can't. I tried to put my paycheck in my bank account, and they said they couldn't do that because there could be glass on the ground. And so they told me to go home and I said, if I have to, if I have to go home and come back, then I'm closing my bank account. And they said, yeah, that's fine. And then I actually, because they refused to let me do anything, I decided to go home and then come back. And then I wanted my money out of the bank. I had $47,200 in there. And then the branch manager comes out and he says, oh, we didn't want you to close your bank account. We just wanted you to put on flip-flops like you have on now.
Yeah, well, no, you're going to go to a bank that doesn't want you to do that. Yeah.
So yeah, I wanted cash. They said they didn't have enough cash on hand, so they had to give me a cashier's check, but they were begging me to keep my account open because I had so much money.
Yeah.
And so I just went down the street and opened another bank account with no issues, and then I moved and had to close the bank account. But they just lost a big account, and a lot of places consider you having almost $50,000 in the bank to be a big customer. And they lost that just because of prejudice.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, money talks, the bare feet will walk. And that's it.
And when they try to give you the glass issue, if you realistically
yeah.
just look them in the face and say, what glass products do you sell in this bank, or what glass products do you sell at this pizza place and things like that, and when the answer is none, they kind of look not in a favorable position.
Yeah, no, they look like a fool at that point. Then they really look stupid.
Yeah, we don't want you to step on glass, but we don't sell anything with glass.
Oh, boy. Yeah, it's like, why would a bank have glass all over the floor anyway? I mean, what'd they do, just have a big party and everybody, like, smashed a bunch of bottles on the ground?
Yay, I got my 0.3% interest. It's everybody break their plates like we're eating at a Greek restaurant. Oompa!
Oompa! Oompa! Oh, boy.
I think
yeah.
it's Opa, but still.
Oh, either way, we'll just break the place.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
maybe that's what
yeah,
they
no. Crazy things like that. I mean, and the logic that these people have just based on their own ignorant beliefs.
So let me ask you a question, sir.
Of course.
How long have you had your office for MP Media Group?
I'm going to say going on to, 2010, 7 years now.
Okay. So how many times has the health inspector come in? How many times has the health inspector come in to inspect your property?
Oh, never. Never at all. Never at all.
But don't you have a refrigerator and somebody can eat food in your building?
I have, yep, there's refrigerator, there's a vending machine.
So you do sell food?
Yep. The biggest customer is Magic when he's in the office with me. There's a can on top of the vending machine so that if he's at the vending machine and someone sees him, they just reach in and get change so that they can get him his – we have Smarties in there. We have Fritos. He loves Fritos and sour cream and onion chips. So we just make sure the vending machine's stocked when he's in the office. Yeah. Yeah, but still, it still has its certificate of occupancy with a clean bill of health from environmental, whatever you want to call it. And that's just fine. We're not selling food to the public. So. And even if we were serving food to the public, don't forget, I was opening up a restaurant in Kentucky. We passed every health inspection. I was barefoot as one of the owners.
Yes.
So you just gotta look at that, and that's crazy. But we are running out of time.
I know we're wrapping up here. I'll be on Monday through Thursday, 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. That's 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific. The Proof Negative Radio Show. We have tons of other broadcasting throughout the week. So please check out and support the other shows on the network as well. Nick, thank you for having me.
Well, Proof, thanks for being on. And don't forget to check out Proof Show Monday through Thursday, like you said. You were listening to the Barefoot is Legal radio show. Before we run out of time, I just want to let you know, check out our Facebook page, Facebook group, Barefoot is Legal, our official website, barefootislegal.org, for official show content and updates on show notes and all that. Just go to Barefoot is Legal Radio on Facebook. I'm your host, Nick Pierce. Until next time, keep the bear. Enjoy the lifestyle.